The nonprofit planning group Envision Utah met with elected officials this week as they start to brainstorm ways to develop a huge swath of land at the southern tip of Salt Lake County. KUER's Julia Ritchie has more.
The project site is made up of 700 acres of state-owned land at Point of the Mountain and up to 20,000 undeveloped acres surrounding it. Utah's state prison is vacating the land over the next few years, and the state is eyeing potential development to transform it into a strategic hub along the booming I-15 corridor. Robert Groh, president and CEO of Envision Utah, says stakeholders first need to come up with a vision, including factors such as infrastructure, design, and business climate.
And it has questions like branding in it. Is Silicon Slopes the right name? It's certainly the name that is sticking, but is, for example, that what you want to call it over the next 30 years?
Groh gave an update this week to the Point of the Mountain Development Commission at the state capitol. He says phase one will include a transportation and environmental assessment, as well as in-depth real estate and financial analysis. Most importantly, we'll be gathering input from all the various stakeholders, which includes municipalities, private developers, and the public. To that end, Groh envisions one large stakeholder meeting where individuals can break up into their niche interests.
I think it's appropriate that the water people get together. Where does the water come from this long term? Does it come from Central Utah Project, through Jordan Valley, through the North Valley? I mean, how does all of that happen over the next 50 years?
Envision Utah is proposing an initial stakeholder meeting sometime in mid-December. The public can also chime in with thoughts for the project at pointofthemountainfuture.org. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.